if we just go for coronavirus first, community councillors, anything to do with coronavirus in Aberfeldy?
Yeah, a few kids have had it at the school. Yeah. Some in third year have had it, or got it, shall we say.
I know it's not necessarily your department, John, but I wondered if you would know the reasoning why they've stopped doing the PCR test at the fire station and they're only doing lateral flow, when you can get a lateral flow test at the chemist and do it yourself. And they've got two people sitting up there every Tuesday, but also then travelling around the whole of Perth and Kinross, just offering lateral flow tests. That seems ridiculous.
Is that for definite, or is that what you've heard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definite. No, it's for definite, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were also then telling people who were going up that you could get a PCR done in the chemist, or you could get a PCR test at the chemist, and Mark from the chemist had to go up and put them right and say, stop sending people down to the chemist for a PCR test. Mm. Apparently, they've said it's a money-saving exercise, but I don't know if people are on a money-saving drive, why you're sending a vehicle around the whole of Perth and Kinross just doing lateral flow tests when people can do them themselves and they're readily available for people to get.
It's just changed over, Lorraine, and it's the Red Cross that are now doing it.
Yeah.
So that's why it's just the lateral flow ones. Mm-hmm. And not doing the other ones. So you have to go to Perth. So if you test positive here, you're then sent off down to Perth.
But what is the point of having them there? There is no point of that facility when people can pick up the lateral flow test themselves locally and do it, and you're getting the same result. You don't need the intervention of somebody there doing that.
It's saving you going into a shop. If you think you're actually, if you have COVID, you're not going inside, you're outside, and it's all controlled, rather than going into a shop and picking up a lateral flow from there.
But most of the time, even Track and Trace are telling you the lateral flows aren't effective enough, they're not giving accurate readings, go and get a PCR. Anybody that needs, you know, to be double checked or to be sure needs to get a PCR test. And that facility was great that they had people there and you could get your PCR done. Now people, we're lucky enough in Aberfeldy, but people who live in Rannoch or further afield or more remote are now having to travel so much further to get a PCR test.
I'll certainly ask Lorraine, it's not a council.
No, I know it doesn't come necessarily from Perth and Kinross, but.
Yeah, but they haven't explained the reason for the change, which I would have expected them to have done.
Yeah.
It's not the same change.
I'll try and find out.
It just seems a bit of a silly exercise just having them there when you can get that lateral flow online. Lots of people have them in the house anyway. You can. Yeah. You know, and they're not that accurate, really. It would be much more helpful if it was a PCR test you could get done there to save people having to go to Perth to get it done.
But they're only going there if they're testing positive on the lateral flows.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then sometimes you phone NHS and Track and Trace and they're telling you, no, you still need a PCR done. You still, because as for like at the nursery, if children have got a bit of a temperature, that's a PCR they need. So we've had loads of families having to traipse all the way to Perth to get their children done with PCRs. Because they're saying NHS and Track and Trace are saying, no, the lateral flows aren't effective enough.
You can order your PCR test online. The same as
But it just seems silly that they were having that service here and suddenly they've just taken it away.
It's because it's changed over. It's not the same company because it is now handed over to Red Cross, and it's the Red Cross that are choosing to do this. So maybe it's a word to the Red Cross rather than maybe they'd be able to give you the answer, Lorraine.
Yeah.
And they're here until, I think it's the end of November, as far as, and then what happens after that, I don't know, but it's just going to be the lateral flows and not the PCRs. You have to, if you test positive here, you then have to go to Perth for your lateral flow or order one, and then you're an extra, you know, more time by time it comes to find out if it's a false positive or what were your lateral flow.
We have the gist of that one. Thank you, Lorraine. Anything else?
Has anybody else heard any more about this getting your letter for your booster jab?
because it was on Facebook the other day saying that they were saying they had to go to Ingolston.
We've been offered ours with the care, not with this side, but with the care. And it's the double one, so it's the flu and the booster, which is down to Perth for that. I've not heard anybody else. That's only through the council work, through the care heart team.
Yeah, no, I just noticed on Facebook that people, I know one person lives at Foss, and I don't know where the other person, I think she lives just out the road here at Kenmore, and they got their letter saying they had to go to Ingolston.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest with you, that's ridiculous from here.
Yeah.
So, John, do you know anything about that?
I think he's gone offline just for a minute, Jean.
All right. Because
I'll find out on Friday, Jean, from the nurse, because I've got the nurse on Friday, because I'm vulnerable.
Well, no, I'll tell you the reason why, because one of the women, it must be, is Alice Maxwell. Is she the manager at the surgery?
Because she
said some contact the surgery, and one of them said, well, what's the point? I phoned the surgery the other day, and I was very abruptly told it's nothing to do with us. And she said, well, no, I'm happy to help out and see if we can get that changed. Because the two women had gone online or tried phoning and just couldn't get through. So eventually what they did is they went over to Pitlochry and walked in, and they were both given their booster jabs and their flu jabs at Pitlochry. But they just walked in. Because to put people from here to Ingolston, Edinburgh, well, I'm certainly not going to Edinburgh for it.
No, neither am I. I'll ask Alison on Friday.
Aye, Billy's going to the nurse on Thursday, so he's going to have a quick word as well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely not going to Edinburgh for a booster jab.
No, definitely not.
Right. Ramsay, you're not picking up anything about these issues, are you?
Well, as far as I knew, the Aberfeldy Medical Centre was offering these by appointment. We do have an article up on our website, and there's a certain criteria you have to meet. So yes, they have been offering it to the health and social care workers, but also some of the people of a certain age group. So some of the younger age groups and some of the older age groups are eligible too. But from what I'm aware, these are arranged by appointment. So it's worthwhile phoning just to say if this is something that you might be able to get.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure if there's something wrong, the politicians will get onto it quite quickly.
Good.
But just keep an eye on it, and we can maybe pester John or somebody else.
Yeah.
We think there is something wrong. Don't.
If any of us get a letter in, I'll let you know.
Yeah. So don't keep it to yourself if you hear something silly that's going on.
Well, I'm probably the oldest out of all of you, so I should get my letter first.
Yeah, but I'm vulnerable, so I should get one as well, Jean.
I but no, if you're, Scott got his, and he just had to go to Dewars in Perth, which was fair enough. But I think if you're just a general person, that's what they were saying, you had to go to Ingolston. I thought, well, I'm Lincoln, no going there.
Bruce just had his letter for his flu vaccination, but I don't think there was anything on it about a booster. I'll maybe just nip through and ask if he's got that.
Is he just going to surgery, Norma?
I think so. I'm just going to nip through this and ask him.
Okay, anything else on coronavirus?
See you.
I see there's quite a few in Pitlochry at the moment, Ramsay, 20-something. Is there a reason for that, do you know?
The only thing I could think of that comes to hand is perhaps a tap coming through, but I've no real evidence to think that. So I'm not so certain myself.
Okay, thank you, Ramsay. John, do you have any
apologies? I had to go and take a phone call there. I missed the, what's the subject matter?
So we're talking about coronavirus. So time's gone on a little bit, so just it's important.
No, not really. Obviously, as far as we're aware, the number of cases have peaked in Perth and Ross. Last week, it was at 426. This week, it's 275. So hopefully, you know, in a week or two, we'll be back down to really low levels. So fingers crossed, as it were.
I just checked with Fruit and he's just been invited for his flu one to Aberfeldy, nothing else.
Okay. I'll see what happens if I get a letter, because I, as I say, well, Fruit will be the same. He's a bit older as well, so.
Yeah, yeah.
We should get our boosters one shortly, I would have thought.
I was just taking a look there at the press release, which NHS Tayside gave us, and it said, those who are eligible for the flu and COVID boosters can be given both their jabs at the same appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it doesn't say where, though, does it? I mean, Scott got his, he got both his booster and his flu jab when he went to the Dures in Perth.
I don't think they're doing the boosters in Aberfeldy.
No, neither do I.
Flu ones, but no, I don't think they're doing the COVID ones.
But Ramsay, I presume that Pellochry is still going at the thingy centre, are they?
The drop-in centre, yeah. Yeah, they were doing them last week. And I think, just off the top of my head, I think they're doing them each weekend for this month now.
The kids were there on Sunday, then Scots lot. There was loads of them from Scots here, you know, third years.
Yeah.
No, I was just concerned, John, you missed that bit, that people have been getting letters and asking them to go to Ingolston.
All right.
I mean, get a grip.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm certainly not travelling that far to get a booster.
Was that for the booster? All right, okay.
Yeah, a booster and a flu jab.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll let John chase that one up.
Yep.
Yep.